It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
A car guy, Jesus asks him to take the wheel. Host of the Adam Carolla Show and author of the great new book, Everything Reminds Me of Something, Adam Carolla. She's so sharp, I can't go running with her. Former State Department spokeswoman and founder of Polaris National Security, Morgan Ortegas. And black cats consider seeing her a sign of bad luck. Fox News contributor, Cat Tip. And finally, they sell his old socks as sleeping bags. My massive sidekick in the NWA World Television Champion, Tyrus. Adam, thank you for your marvelous book. It's like all your other books. It's a fast and fun read.
Thank you.
It's like a breezy ride through a sunny day. I don't know why I said that.
You just slipped into a douche commercial.
I did. I should be walking. I should be walking on the beach.
You have that not so fresh feeling.
Yes.
Read my book.
How did you know I didn't read it? So what do you, you said something before the show, but I'll let you say it. You have a guttural response to Prince Harry, don't you?
I'm bothered by him.
Yeah.
By a lot.
Yes.
Like way more than I should be bothered by him, because I hate ingratitude and ingrates and people who come to this country and beat it up. And it drives me insane. Ilhan Omar drives me nuts for the same reason. Like, you came here, we saved you. We put our hand out and you're crapping in it. And,
yes.
And there's more and more of that in this country. And it drives me insane, especially for super ultra privileged people who don't do jack squat and have never earned anything in their lives. And by the way, he's got to get the wall trimmer out and go full Jason Statham at this point.
Yes.
At this point.
It bugs me. That bothers
Maybe
me.
Maybe that's why he hates climate change so much, is screwing his hair up, man. The heat, the humidity.
Yes, yes. He's got to do what his brother did. You know, he's got the bald thing. Morgan, you have a weird relationship with this royal couple, don't you?
I've never met Prince Harry. I do think it's particularly strange to have a speech about Nelson Mandela, to have a white guy, a white prince, is the one that's remembering Mandela. Maybe we could have picked someone else, right? Maybe someone more in that fashion. But
way to evade the question.
I am evading the question. I'm trying to get out of it.
So you were good friends.
I wouldn't say I was good friends. We went to a wedding. We did some stuff together when she lived in New York. And, you know, she's the person that she is in front of the world today does not surprise me.
Ooh, so you're saying she's a bitch. Right? You can say it. She doesn't watch this show.
You never know. You're the highest rated show in late night. She might. Yeah.
That's
how you get out of tough questioning, America.
I was a press secretary. I should be able to get out of a tough question.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
I completely lost my train of thought.
Oh, good.
Iris.
It worked.
The problem, I think, isn't it that he came here saying that he rejected the entitlements of royalty, and now is it kind of expecting more royalty or more entitlements from America?
Why are we even talking about this guy?
Because it's fun.
He is this dude is the most unfamous royal family. He's the Ringo Starr of royalty. Like, nobody, he was booed the last time he was home. Like,
That's
you
true.
Haven't seen that since, like, the English famine, where they're, like, booing the royalties and stuff. They don't want him there. Then he comes here, and we don't want him here either, but this is America, so everybody gets to stay. But he's so irrelevant And the UN is hurting so bad for guests, they literally brought him on. And the one thing he is doing, and I think if I was British, I would be upset. For a long time, British people have had this run of everyone with an English accent is intelligent. Mm-hmm. Like, they're in all the movies, all the professors are always English.
That's true.
He's single-handedly going to take it away from them.
That's right. The only thing they have. Yeah. Yeah. That's a great point. I mean, see, that's why we did
D-list.
It.
D-list.
Yeah.
Like, he's not even on a list. Like, you can't get any princes. You can't get royalty. Oh, there's that one guy who keeps calling. Ah, bring him on. Like,
yeah. Kat, are we being too hard on this couple? Or not hard enough?
No.
No on what?
All of it. I don't know. he's like the whiniest prince ever.
Yeah.
Like, you're a prince. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's crazy to be born into such insane levels of privilege. And also and just like whine all the time. He's also not very good at talking, like at all. And he's being offered, you know, triple digit millions from Netflix and all these. It's like, you know, I think that's because you are a prince. So maybe he could at least acknowledge that. Like, hey, like the fact that I was born a prince, that was good. You know, say something positive every now and then.
Yeah.
And that's coming from me.
Yeah. No, but I think what they it's hard. They want to be the president and first lady of like progressivism. That's kind of they felt that would be their way in. And even in Hollywood, it seems like they're already tired of them. But I don't know. I don't live there.
Well, think about what Hollywood does. We take people who pretend to do something and turn them into deities. You know, we're masters at worshiping people who actually do nothing. Like, you play a physicist in a movie, you play an action hero, but you really do nothing and kick no. But we act as if you do.
Yes.
And that's why Hollywood loves these idiots.
And on that note, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is Jimmy Fallon inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Distress in the news has the media singing the blues. Finally, some self-reflection from the people who swayed an election. According to a new poll, only 16% of Americans say they have a great deal of confidence in newspapers, and just 11% saying the same for TV news. Even those who shotgunned 8 beers weren't confident. Those numbers are down 5% since last year, but it may be just a coincidence that the drop coincides with Brian Kilmeade getting an extra hour of TV time each week. That was a long way for that one, huh? MSNBC's Katie Turr commented on the poll in an interview promoting her upcoming book.
People don't trust us. They don't believe us. And it makes me wonder if this job, as I'm currently doing it, is effective, but if it's doing more harm than good.
Harmful, ineffective. Is she talking about the media or memories of dating Keith Olbermann? It's true. But it's true, the media lies a lot. Some lies are bad, like saying a Border Patrol's reins were whips. But some lies are good, like telling the Views cast that they're big boned. But it's unclear if Tour actually. It's terrible. Stop it. You're very cruel. You're all very cruel. I had nothing to do with that. But it's unclear whether Tour actually plans to change anything about the way she does her job. I mean, if she thinks her work is hurting people, why not just quit? It's MSNBC, not the mob. Or maybe pretending to care about the public is just an awful publicity stunt, which is what you have to do when Pete Davidson's already seeing someone. Kat. I feel like we keep doing this story over and over again, but the numbers keep getting lower and lower. Is that me?
No, we do keep doing this over and over again. And there's always somebody who says, yeah, you know, this is concerning that they don't trust us, but then they don't behave any differently than they were behaving in the ways that made people not trust them in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really easy to acknowledge it, but it's obviously less easy to change it because I don't. Did she never said like I'm going to do a better job?
No, it's you know, it's funny when people do these little Zoom promotion calls or whatever for whatever. They think that it's not like doing television, like it's not going to get out until you tell the truth. Mm. She dated Keith Olbermann for a while, Adam. Don't you find that fascinating?
Well, I do, but maybe she was infected by him in some way.
Yes.
You know, maybe she was a right-thinking, sound-minded, patriotic American, and then Keith sort of planted a demon seed in her or something. So
I've heard that can happen.
Yes.
I feel like if you brush up against him, you'll go crazy.
He's like a COVID like contagion with
he's
bad
a typhoid Mary,
yes.
But with crazy ideas that he implants in America.
Tyrus, can you comment on anything?
You know, I think, well, she's clearly trying to sell a book.
Right. Exactly.
So trying to get some. Oh, she's going to tell. I already bought it. Sorry. People are looking for truth. You know, they're looking. They want a little and a little humor, but they really want truth and they want news and they want facts. And you're not going to get it in those places. Kat, is there a place where someone could go for an evening?
Off the top of my head, I would say to come see me and Tyrus at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center on September 23rd at 7 p.m.
Yes. There will be truth. There will be facts. There will be fun.
Yeah.
And there will be no poop jokes.
Yeah.
But other than that, we're lost.
I don't know. What? No, it's not like I said, like, you can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
No, she didn't.
Like, that would be, that'd be really tacky.
But you said anything I wanted.
Yeah. That was very good. That was very good. And it didn't seem planned at all.
No.
No.
Not at all. No.
We never talk.
Hardly know it. Timf, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Like Tyrus and Tiff podcast.
Yeah.
Don't you think a distrust in media, Morgan, is a good thing? Because you shouldn't trust the media at all. We're disgusting people.
Are you the media?
I consider myself part of the media.
Oh, okay. That's
investigative reporter.
Yes. I'm a hard-bitten journalist. Yeah. Well, I'm a war correspondent. I correspond here, but I report on the wars.
I kind of want to take you to a war.
No.
I think it would be fun.
No, you wouldn't. I would be the biggest pain in the ass.
You'd be asking everybody where they go to the bathroom.
That's all it would be.
Yeah.
That's all it would be. If they have bidets, that would be
exactly.
If they have bidets.
There's a reason I never invited you on the Secretary of State's plane, but you just reminded me. I thought it was interesting that she said the quiet part out loud, where she sort of said, well, you know, they don't trust us, and maybe I'm doing more harm than good. Okay, I thought that was interesting, but I've talked to so many reporters, especially when I was in the Trump administration, and tried to explain to them why half of America doesn't trust them, and they really ultimately didn't get it. And I said, don't you remember when, like, Morning Joe cheerleaded for Trump in the primaries and had him on every single day, and then you turned on him the minute he got the nomination? And I went through example after example, and I don't think, like, most of them didn't get it. I would say, like, AP, all the wire reporters, the old school guys that were not trying to get a cable news contract, weren't trying to be
them.
Twitter famous, they were good. But the rest of them, they just, you know, they want, like, I don't know, they want clicks. They don't get it. They don't get it, and they don't care. They want to be activists.
Yeah, that's true. You can't tell the difference anymore, you know?
Oh, I'll talk.
You were looking, we were both looking at each other.
And I go, yeah. Oh. It's like, you know, that same look when we go out to lunch and the check lands in the middle of the table.
Yeah.
I'm going to use the bathroom. I'll be back in 45.
That's exactly. All right, that's enough. I'm getting the wrong end of the stick tonight. We're out of time. Thank you, Adam Carolla. Buy his book. Buy his book. Thank you, Morgan, Kat Tiff, Tyrus, our studio audience. Fox News Tonight with Evil Shannon Brave is next. I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.